Blog Talk Radio.
Money on my mind, and ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of purple, I'll be everywhere the money. I'm always on my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, and ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of purple, I'll be everywhere the money. I'm always on my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine.
Money on my mind all the time, yeah, I'm getting it. Rolled in the game, purple lemonade, I'm sipping it. Candy dripping off the Chevy kind, look like cinnamon. You can floss like me if you was getting Benjamin. Ladies, man, cause the girls know I'm a Caesar. I don't need a MasterCard, no, I need a Visa. I keep me a wad of paper just like a notebook. I'm a chef in the kitchen, apron on, I love to cook. Click to my words, man, flyer than them birds, man. Fresh to death, yes, I eat cleaner than just the surgeon.
The subscriber you have been
ripping wood, Sean gets the bird, it's not like evil, call me Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods off the chain,
try your call again.
My gun game, taught myself how to shoot, never had time to aim, smoking on that Mary Jane, starting to stack a little change, now my friends acting strange, they say I am not the same.
Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat, smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money, I'm always down my ground, you can say I get it. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money. I'm always on my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine.
My swag is so grown, your girl all in my home. Pants down in the zone, her mouth all on my dome. Man, she licked me long time, licked me long time. She say I'm fresh like Obsession cologne. Mr. 662, I escaped from the zoo. You can't do what I do, you are so brand new. I don't run with a crew, I just hang with some fools. So arrogant, ooh, trips and you get sprayed with the tool. I just do what it do, pack for pack with the oops. Stack to stack, you will lose, double back what I move. Man, we make murder music, don't try to dance to this. Beats is dangerous, lyrics is hazardous. It's cold story slash
the
Jesus of Nazareth.
Receiving
for carelessness, y'all ain't even prepared for this. Jim Vega paper, I'm that cocaine flaker. Mine's more flakier, the Don Don flower, kick it up.
Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money. I'm always on my ground, you can say I got it. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money. I'm always on my ground, you can say I got it. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass. Smoke a pound of fur, smoke a pound of fur. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind.
Hello, hello, guys. Hello, everybody out there. I hope you guys are tuned in to the livest show on earth, guys. This is DJ Black. She's the landlord of the South. And my girl, Vianna, she's not here today, guys. She passed out on her job today, so she had to go to the hospital. So that's where she's at
hello.
Right now. Everybody else tuned in, just chill out and relax. And DJ Black Caesar will be with you shortly. Just chill out and relax. Hey, guys, I got Miss Wendy Wilburn will be on the phone tonight, and I got my people Identical. They'll be in the house tonight also. So everybody else, just sit back and relax, and we're going to get on with the show in a minute. Like I said, my girl Vianna, she's sick right now. She's been in the hospital. She just went, so they rushed her down there, and she got dehydrated. So they're getting her hydrated with fluids and stuff like that. That's what they're doing right now for her. So I'm going to get on with the show, guys. I'm going to play another song for you guys, and then I'm going to try to get this music all in tune, man, because I still don't have the music in tune yet. So let me get the music in tune, and I'll be right back with you.
Now, what up, baby? Pyro.
Here it comes.
Moving through the club, I'm feeling like the new me. Then she put her hands on me, said she wanna do me. Now she on the dance floor, moving all loosely, singing off key. Blame it on the Gucci, hand on the set top, hand on the Gucci. She's on fuego, smoking like a Lucy. Said she got a camera, wanna shoot a movie, treat me like a superstar.
I wanna be a groupie.
She know how to move, she know how to shake it. Got some pretty panties on.
I want you to take it.
Moving like a rattlesnake, biting on the bottom lip, fingers all in the hair, little purse by hip. Now she getting closer, looking in my eyes now, hand on my holster, trying to check my size now. I think she like me, cause I'm a cool dude. Then she whispered in my ear,
I just want to do you.
Anywhere, I don't care.
I just want to do you.
Oh, baby, pull on my hair.
I just want to do you.
I can ride it on top.
I just want to do you.
Oh, baby, on top.
Moving through the pool party, chilling in my linen, B. That's when she approached me, said how she feeling me. Booty all big, feet is all swole. Headlights on, I guess the water kinda cold. Got her hair pinned up, nice lips, cute face. Asked do I want her to show me around her new place. Said she got a stick shift, cause she like the grip thing. Went to the kitchen, came back with whipped cream, playing with my zipper, saying I'm a QE. Went to the bedroom, hopped in a jacuzzi, then to the shower, try not to lose me. Then she turned the camera on, time to make a movie. Bedroom, canopy, mirrors on the ceiling, hopped on top of me, oh what a feeling. I don't even know her, I'm like, who you? Then she whispered in my ear,
I just wanna do you.
Anywhere, I don't care,
I just wanna do you.
Oh baby, pull on my hair,
I just wanna do you.
I can ride it on top,
I just wanna do you.
Oh baby, on top,
I just wanna do you.
Cell phone ringing.
Hi, Poppy.
What you thinking about, ma?
My Poppy.
I'ma hop on top, I'm not gonna stop. I wanna do some things to you.
Like it when I smack that, like it when I pull her hair. I go hard, she move back, I grab her hips, pull her hair. Pulling on her, tugging on her right before she gets. I turn her upside down and put my face in the Now, you can hold back or you can yell, but I be doing it and doing it and doing it well. From the kitchen counter to the floor to the shower, I go hard, I handle that, mama. Licking her in places, making her bells jingle. Every time I call her, she feel a little tingle. Now she on her cell phone, touch on a 2-2.
Baby, I just wanna do you.
Anywhere, I don't care,
I just wanna do you.
Oh baby, pull on my hair,
I just wanna do you.
I can ride it on top,
I just wanna do you.
Oh baby, don't stop,
I just wanna do you.
Alright, I got my girl Gidget on the phone. Gidget, are you there?
I am here, DJ Black Caesar. How are you, beloved?
How you doing, darling? I'm doing good. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Hey, assalamu alaikum, Sister Gidget. I appreciate you coming aboard. Thank you very much. My girl, man, Vienna, she's had a little slight heat attack, and they had to rush her to the hospital. So I was like, wow, that's incredible.
Oh, my God.
I guess the blocks, he texts me a message real quick on Facebook. Well, he actually sent me an email and let me know that she won't be here tonight. And I haven't been able to get in touch with Rick Ross, so he won't be here either. So, you know, I thought about, well, I got to get the show must go on, so who can I call? So I thought about calling you. Are you available?
I'm right here for you, baby, like always. You know how we do it.
Tonight I have an author on the phone. Her name is Wendy Wilburn. And I also have Identical, their group that's signed to Def Jam. So we got them on the phone right now. Are you guys there?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on, Identical?
You all right? We all right.
Good, good, good. Is Wendy there?
I am.
How you doing, Wendy?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much, lady.
Okay, this is the only thing. I had a book signing. I'm still in the middle of the book signing. I have a whole bunch of people here. So.
Oh, okay, Wendy. Just do your thing. Just do your thing, and we'll be with you last. I'll go ahead and talk to Identical, and you can just hold on.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Okay, we got you. Okay, so everything's cool now. Let me see, Identical. I know you guys are like a new upcoming group. How long have you guys been in business?
First of all, I just want to correct you. We're not signed to Def Jam, but we've been rapping. We just turned 30 years old. We've been rapping since we was 9 years old. So we've been in the game a good 20 years, you know.
Okay. Well, I've seen something that was signed to New Def Jam on some of your information. That wasn't correct.
No, we never been signed. We've been independent since we've been rapping.
I got you, brother. Okay, I think it was something on your website I seen with Def Jam, or it might have been something like that. It probably didn't even say Def Jam, brother, but I'm just letting you know that Def Jam jumped in my head. You feel me?
Okay.
I'm going to get into the audience. If everybody out there listening in, my audience, I want to tell you guys what you can do. If you want to make a comment, just press one of your down pad, and then I can announce you. I'll see your comment. I'll see your question mark if you have a question, and then I'll just pick you about your three digits of your area code, like 832, that's just the kid's telephone area code, and she would know that's her, and she would say okay, and then I would turn her microphone on, and she'll be able to speak. So that's what you guys
I'm
do.
I'm online.
Press 1 on your keypad, and then I'll be able to acknowledge you. Okay, we don't have any questions yet, so let me get on with the interview with Identical. Identical, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, we actually identical twins. We're from Inkster, Michigan. Inkster, Michigan is 20 minutes outside of Detroit. And what some people may know Inkster, Michigan for is the Marvelettes. Marvelettes had the very first gold record that Motown ever had, and they from Inkster. But
that's where
it stopped in music. Matter of fact, the Marvelettes got an unsung coming on this Monday, so they'll learn about the Marvelettes. We from that same city. And we've been in the game about, you know, like I said, 20 years doing our thing independently. And right now, we up for an Underground Music Award. That's an award show out of New York put on by Urban Threshold. And it's a big award show, man. We going out there. That's August 19th. But right now, all the fans and the listeners can vote. You go to undergroundmusicawards.com, and we up for Best Rap Duo of 2012. To vote once a day from your iPad, from your computer, from your phone, up until August 12th. So we just need the support so we can bring that award back to Inkster, Michigan.
Cool. That's what's up, guys. You guys are doing it pretty big then. So you might not be signed to Def Jam, but you're doing things just like Def Jam would do. So you guys are out there pretty good. How long you guys been in the business of rapping?
Well, like I said, we've been making music since we was 9 years old, and but we've been dropping independent albums since 2000. Our first release was in 2000, and every year we just drop an album. Our last album was a limited edition EP called Steel Style Assassins, because that used to be the name of our group. But the album before that is called Made in the 80s, and that's that was our biggest album to date. Speaking of Rick Ross, Freeway Ricky Ross, he actually did the intro on Made in the 80s. Well, that was a cool thing. So that's like our family right there. Like, we real good. We real good with that guy. So when I seen he was going to be on the show, it was going to be like a little family reunion. Too bad he couldn't make it. Hello?
Caesar?
You still there?
Caesar? Identical?
Yeah, we still here.
Okay. I don't know what happened to Caesar. Maybe his phone went on mute. Okay, so this is Gidget. I'm one of the administrators of the show. How you doing? So tell
we
me...
All right.
Y'all identical twins, so I have a set of twins myself, but they're not identical. So tell me, is it true that twins actually can feel each other's pain and things like that, or y'all just y'all own individual persons? Y'all just look alike.
Well, actually, we are our own individual person, but we do feel a lot of what the next one feels like. If something was wrong with him, I would automatically know, and vice versa. And then the neat thing about that is we also have identical twin sisters.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I come from a family of twins, so I have two sets of twin brothers and one set of twin sisters, and I'm the only one that had a set of boy and girl twins, so I understand what the twin nation is about. So up and coming, what do you have up and coming besides the award show? What about any other music production? I know you said that you are underground, you're kind of independent right now. Any plans to sign with a major label in the near future?
Well, if the major labels are interested in us, we would definitely entertain the offers. But the thing is, like, we're not doing nothing gimmicky because we identical twins. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people hear that we twins or see that we twins, they a lot of silly shit, like, pop into their head. You know, and we're not going to do that because we're not them type of artists, you know. So if anybody wanted to, if we wanted to deal with anybody or bring anybody in to what we're doing, we would have to have total creative control, because the reason that they would like us is because of what we're doing. And they can only take what we're doing to a higher level. So if anybody was interested in us, it would have to be our way. And as far as music coming up, we are on the Nerve DJs. They about to drop a new mixtape called Breaking Tracks Volume 4. We got a song on that called The Parking Lot, single we pushing right now. And then August 18th, we'll be in North Carolina with the Nerve DJs. We'll be performing at an event out there in North Carolina, August 18th, Nerve DJs. So right now, it's about to be Ramadan because we Muslim. So right now for Ramadan, you know, we just kind of fall back a little bit and focused on the fasting and all of that go come along with Ramadan. So the schedule kind of slowed down during the month of Ramadan, but we do big events, something that the Most High blessed us with that you just can't turn down. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. So are you going to do like an Eid feast concert or something?
You know, we never really thought about that. No, we never really thought about doing an Eid feast concert. That might be something that we could put together for next year, because it's a lot of Muslims within the community that rap around where we at, and we would want it to be the biggest event as possible because it would be a great celebration. Thanks for that idea, actually. That's a great idea. So we probably are working on something like that for next year so it could be just an excellent event, because we wouldn't want to rush it now.
DJ Black Seas is back. Hey, I don't know what happened to my phone, man. It just shut down on me.
Okay, well, I got you, though, because we're in the middle of the interview.
I appreciate that, Sister Gidget. I already knew she hated me, man.
Okay,
I came
back
to the phone. I was asking questions. That was a good question, too. I'm just letting you know.
Thank you. Okay, so tell me, y'all are twins. Okay, so do you mind giving your real names, and which twin are we talking to?
Well, we actually go by our real names. My real name is Santuan, and people call me SJ. And my brother, his real name is Antoine, and people call him AJ. He on the phone right now, too. He just got his phone on mute because he got his daughter, and she running wild. So we don't want all that noise picking up on the radio station. So our names are SJ and AJ. So this is her first radio interview, too, because she listening, and she thinks she talking. She just don't know the phone on mute.
What's her name?
Oh, my niece, her name Ayana. Her name Ayana. So she ate too. I said my niece named Ayana, so she ate too.
Hi Ayana, what's going on over there? Stop running around and causing all the trouble. Hey, I got a special guest on the phone. I got my man Peoples Fernandez on the phone. What's up, People?
No, man, People's not here today, my man.
Do what?
No, man. The People's not here today, my man. This is Scooby Doo, baby.
Oh, God, no.
Hey, what's up, Scooby?
What's up, brother? This is CJ Caesar, baby. You're doing a wonderful job, baby.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Actually, you know, my co host, she couldn't show up. My co host got hot and dehydrated at her job. Deanna's not here with me today, so Sister Gidget is filling in for her. I kind of put her on the spot, and she always comes through for me, man. I appreciate that.
And then, you know, I decided to call you up early, so if you have anything to do later on tonight, you can go ahead and do that. We just wanted to get you on and maybe chat with you for a minute. But we got a Dedeco on the phone. We also have a book writer on the phone, Wendy Wilburn. She's listening in. She's at a book signing right now. She said she had many people there trying to get their book signed, so she's doing that right now. She's on mute. I'm going to call her back on the phone in about an hour, so we'll get her and get her information, what she has going on. But right now I got Dedeco on the phone, hey, Scooby-Doo, Peoples, whatever. Hey, I know you got a lot of questions,
Isn't that Brother Rakim? Isn't that Brother Rakim?
Nah,
that sounds like Brother Rakim Muhammad to me.
I'm like a chameleon, baby. I just turn with the wind, baby.
Okay, so are we going to be able to hear from Antoine tonight? I'm sorry, I forgot your name. I know you said Sajon. Is it Sajon?
Saquon and Antoine. Yeah, matter of fact, Antoine, I'm muted and talk. They know the baby out there acting a fool, so I gave him forewarning. So, Antoine, you can talk as well.
Yeah, right.
Here I go. What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
What's up, AJ? What's going on?
Antoine, how are you?
Baby, I'm fine, great. Just, you know, cooling out.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, look, this is what we do the show. I'm going to let Sister Gidget ask you guys questions, and then I'll come in and ask questions.
I just had a question. So, Antoine, how are you feeling about the up-and-coming award show in August? Are you excited about bringing home that trophy possibly?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it because it feels great to be acknowledged by somebody who don't know you and they just recognize what you're doing. So we don't have, like, no ties to this, to the awards or anything. So for them not to know us and to recognize what we're doing, it's a great feeling because, like, we do a lot, but we still got a lot more to do, you know. And this award show, the caliber of people who nominated and win this award, like, this is like the middle ground. Like, we are underground, you know what I mean, and we independent. But this is the middle ground. Some great people won this award who went on to do bigger and better things. A few people who won it that you might know is, like, Machine Gun Kelly out of Cleveland, Nicki Minaj. It's three people right now signing Young Money who have this award on their mantle. So that's like a great honor to even be nominated. You got to think about it like this. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of people who rap and say they're in the music business, right? And then to be nominated for an award for doing what you actually do is like a great feeling. So that's just a really big blessing from the Most High.
Cool. That's
okay, so since you haven't been able to go since you haven't gone mainstream as of yet, what has been your motivation to stay in this business for 20 years? Why are you still doing it?
Well, it's because, like, the feeling you get when somebody pull up on you, because we work hard shooting videos and stuff like that, so the feeling you get when somebody pull up on you and be like, oh, Twin, I seen that video, man, it was dope. Or the feeling you get when you ride, when you standing outside on your block and somebody riding past and they stop and you talk and they listening to your CD, it's just a feeling that can't be matched. Like, there's no amount of money in the world. And, yeah, we haven't went mainstream, so to speak, but we doing us the best that we could, the only way we could do us, because, like, when we was rapping in Inkster when we was little, like, we really had, we put it on the map. Like, you know what I'm saying? We went a lot of places with this music, and people would be like, they from Detroit, and we'd be like, no, we from Inkster. So just to put a hood on the map, you got to think about who really put a hood on the map. That's like N.W.A. That's the Ghetto Boys. You know what I'm saying? That's Run D.M.C. They put hoods on the map. And we our name can go in that category because when you go certain places and say Inkster, the only name that come up is Identical. And I'll give you an example. We were at a concert, and a guy at the time, we didn't know who the guy was. He walked past, and we had Inkster on our hats because, like, we wear D hats, but they got Inkster on the back. We make sure we take them to the store and get Inkster on them. And a guy walked past, and he said, hey, you know what? The only people I ever heard of from Inkster was a rap group named Identical. And then we looked, and he looked at us, and it turns out that it was DJ Johnny O, the head of the Nerve DJs. So when people walk up to you and say stuff like that, you know, you that's the reason we do it, because we actually put our neighborhood on the map, because our neighborhood
is small. It's real small. So for people to be like, the only people I ever heard of from Inkster is identical, and that's a good feeling. You know, that's like a high that can't be matched. So we do it because, first of all, we was blessed with it, and if you can't give up on your talents because they don't equal someone else's success. Like, when we got nominated for the award, that just showed us that was just another part of our success. So we've been on major magazine covers. We did a lot of radio interviews. We just made so much headway in the last 20 years that what would we do if we did stop?
Right.
I'm feeling that. So if we were interested in viewing some of your videos, how would we be able to do that?
Oh, we got an artist website that you could go to. It's moreidentical.com, moreidentical.com, all one word. All our videos are on there. A lot of our music is on there. You can purchase the music off of there. You can purchase the merchandise off of there. And we actually have an internet reality series that we started. It's called Interstate Identical. You can watch the episodes on there. And what that reality series is when we travel, we take our cameraman and we take the viewers on the journey with us. So the next episode of Interstate Identical will actually be when we go to North Carolina and when we go to the awards, you know, because we give the people enough content where they'll be satisfied and we don't oversaturate the market with things that we feel like are not worthy of being seen. Because I follow a lot of artists and I clicked on a lot of links, and some of this stuff is exactly the same. So we had to give them a spin to, you would want to watch this because, hey, where they gonna be at next? And it might be some months before the next episode come out, but you still get to see something else. So we don't really put, like, in studio performances and all of that, because that's you know what a rapper do in the studio. He makes songs, so there's nothing interesting about that to a viewer, you know?
Right. So has it been a difficult journey? I mean, trying to stay in this business and just trying to maintain life. I understand that you father. So, I mean, how has that been balancing all of that activity in this business? Because I know it can't be easy all the time.
It's been a bumpy ride. Like, you know, we lost a few partners along the way, so we got to keep it doing it for them. You know, like, we got to make sure that people understand why we make music the way we make music. And that's only because of the journey we've been on. If it was a hell of a good ride, the music wouldn't be as touching, and you wouldn't understand us, because we write songs from the heart. So we think money messes up the brain when you're writing just from a, oh, I want to be rich standpoint. Because if you listen to 95% of the music, everybody rich. Don't nobody got no troubles. Everybody paying their bills. Nobody going through nothing. Everybody going to the bank every day, and that's just not reality. Like, that's just nobody really living like that. Like, the listeners, only a select few of the listeners living like that. And that's why they gravitate toward it sometimes, because that's how they want to live. But the truth is, you got to live in the truth. So we got to show you every day ain't going to be good. You're going to wake up some days and somebody who went to sleep with you last night ain't going to be there because they moved on, passed on, went to jail. And this is all real life situations that we are part of. So we put that in our music. And that's what really keeps us going and keep our music solid and grounded in the way it is.
Right, and I know growing up in Inkster, I'm very familiar with Inkster. That is the hood for real. That's like a baby Compton from where I'm from. So how do you escape the generalities of the neighborhood?
Well, like, you know, in our younger day, I mean, we cemented in the neighborhood. You know, my dad grew up here, my grandmother, my mother, and all of that. So we, like, our family is some fixtures in the neighborhood on a positive note, on a not-so-positive note. And then by Inkster being so little, everybody connected to everybody. But the best way that we stay out of trouble is we just stay to ourselves. You know, if it ain't got nothing to do with Santuan and Antoine or a few select loved ones, then don't come at us with that because, you know, just the truth of the matter is we don't play games, you know what I'm saying? So we just stay to ourselves. I ain't looking for no trouble. And I don't want no trouble. So all I'm trying to do is get my parents out of this hood, get my grandmother and my aunties out of this neighborhood. So in doing that, I ain't got time to focus on nothing else but besides the music, you know what I'm saying? So we just stay out the way, you know what I'm saying? Because people gonna love you, people gonna hate you for whatever you do. So if you hating, just stay on the other side of the street, because I ain't worried about what's going on the other side of the street. Just don't cross the street. because this side of the street is ours, you know. So that's just how we rock. We don't want no trouble, and we don't go looking for no trouble. So we just stay out the way, because we lost a lot of friends, whether it was death or prison. So we know the outcome of the so-called wars or the so-called whatever it may be in the neighborhood. And Inkster is wild. By being so little, you always go run into conflict. And when, in our younger days, we thrived off the conflict, because when we were younger, our music was more in a negative, aggressive type of feel. But as we got older and we seen that, you know, really not what's up, that's not the message that I want to give to little homies looking up to me, because some of my big homies gave me a message, and it wasn't the right message. So now that we older, and we just look at it different. So I try to do something to stay positive and let the kids know, yo, it's not all about that. You know, you could still be the G and get a college degree and all of that, because we both got college degrees. But can't nobody take nothing away from what we get to become who we are. You know what I'm saying? So we just try to keep it positive all the way around.
Right, and that has to be a very positive motivating force for you to be in this business and have a degree, because oftentimes a lot of our artists, they don't go that far, especially when they start that young in this business. Education oftentimes get put on the back burner. So I really commend both of you for pursuing
Thanks.
Your degrees and staying in the business as well, because there's nothing like being educated in this business. All right, so I'm going to give DJ Caesar or anybody else an opportunity to ask questions, since I've talked your head off, Antoine, and I thank you for muting out and coming back in and speaking with us. And please give Baby Ayana the greetings for us, and tell her this is her interview too, so we give a shout out to little Queen Ayana. Assalamu alaikum, little queen. All right, DJ Caesar.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Brothers, I'm just going to ask you like this. What do you see yourself at, like, in the next 5 to 6 years down the road? Where do you guys see yourself?
So in the next 5 years, we will probably be more of a strictly CEO level as our company, because we own and operate our own company, Neighborhood Music. And we, you know, once we got goals that we set as a group, and once we achieve those goals, our plan has always been to go get some more groups or some more artists, but it just won't be rap. See, we want to be more of a record label, not a rap label, but a record label. So we might go get people who do rock. And we're going to have rock and roll groups. We're going to have gospel groups. We're going to have type of groups, you know, and we just go CEO it, and we're going to be the type of CEOs to pick artists. We want that artist to be them. We don't want to you and switch you. We want to pick such and such because we like what they did, and we know that we got the type of the budgets and whatever that could take they did to the next level. So just game.
That's great, man. I'm feeling that. I kind of like do that too, man. That's what I do. I'm kind of like doing. I do the same thing. I deal with rock groups, R&B, reggae. It doesn't matter, man. House music. I do it all. So those are the people I deal with, and those are the people you're dealing with. So that will be outstanding. So that will really bring more flavor to what you're doing right now, and it'll bring a positive a situation to the whole thing, man. So I like that. I got another question for you guys. Where are you from? I mean, where were you guys born? Where were you guys born and raised?
It's all Inkster, Michigan with us. Inkster, 20 minutes from the D. It's a small city, man. It's probably like 4 square miles. And that's where we were born and raised, but we've been everywhere with this rap.
We've been everywhere,
because we don't just limit it to music taking us places.
Okay, I got you. I got one more question, guys, and then I'm gonna let you guys get into a little. I'm gonna get into one of your songs. Now let me ask you guys this: like in your childhood, how was you guys' childhood growing up as twins? I know you guys are identical twins, so did you guys get confused at school, or did you guys go to the same doctors? Did you guys eat the same foods? Did you wear the same clothes? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the crazy thing is we didn't start dressing alike until we got grown. You know, the
oh, really?
Group didn't used to be identical. The name of the group used to be Hostile Assassins. And then we was like, man, we always think from a CEO standpoint. So he's like, man, we need something that could be more of a household name. So when we changed our name to Identical, that's when we started dressing alike as far as performances and everything. But growing up, we did a lot of the same stuff. But, of course, since we are different people, like, it's like night and day. Like, he might like PlayStation 3, I might like Xbox. You know what I mean?
Right. That's cool too, man. Because I'm the same way. I like different things. Not you don't have to just be a twin to do that, man. You got to whoever you are in the world, you can be. You can do that. So I do that too, man. So what you do is you get both of them. You get all of it. Get everything. Get the Xbox, the PlayStation 2, the PlayStation 3. That's what you do. That's how you conquer that animal right there. I got another question for you guys. Did you guys grow up in church, or did you not, or what?
Well, no, we used to attend church, but we actually Sunni Muslims now, you know. Once we was able to grow up and find our own way, we've been Sunni Muslims for a few years now. So that's what we
oh, you guys are Muslim?
Now, but,
you guys are Muslim?
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't know that, man. I didn't know you guys were Muslim. You didn't. I know you're talking to Sister Gidget, and I see that you guys about know what she's talking about, but you guys never told me that.
Yeah, we devout Muslims too. Like we real serious about it. Like it's a lot of opportunities that might not come our way because we don't hide the fact that we Muslim. You know, I got a beard. I got the full beard. You know what I'm saying? I wear a kufi and everything. I wear the beads everywhere I go. So
okay. We
serious with Islam.
I got you, man. Hey, Sister Gidget.
All praises due to Allah.
Hey, Sister Gidget, there was a reason why I called you this phone call, right?
Huh?
I said there was a reason why I called you guys for this phone call tonight, because you didn't know it either.
Beautiful.
I didn't know it until Santuan said something.
Wow, that's interesting right there, man. I'm glad I called you up. So we didn't even know that. This was not a planned show like this, man. I mean, you guys know that.
I was telling him at the Ear Feast he needed to do a concert at the Ear Feast.
I did hear you say that. I did hear you say that. So I kind of figured that was something dealing with the Muslims. What did you say, brother?
I got a question. Which one of y'all the evil twin? I mean, which one used to get the other one in trouble? That's what I wanted to
know. Well, it depends on how you know us, because, like, some people know us individually, and the people who know us individually always think the other one is meaner. Like, so if we got more interaction, then you'll meet Antoine, and you'll be like, oh, Antoine, and vice versa. But when we was getting down doing everything we did, we always did everything together because – that's my backbone. I'm his backbone. So if I got to put my life in somebody's hands, it's going to be my brother's and vice versa. So anything we ever did wrong, we did together. But as far as being evil, if you know Santuan, you think Santuan evil. If you know Antoine, you think Santuan evil.
Now, one more question. Y'all growing up, who got the most ass whoopers? Who got the most ass whoopers growing up?
It was neck and neck.
So both of y'all were
badass
growing up.
Yeah, we was pretty wild growing up because we were the only chance people knew besides our.
SJ, you know? Let me tell you who you're speaking to. That the guy you're speaking to right now, that's my cousin right there. But he's also the founder of Nation Billing, and he's one of the spokespeople for Nation Billing. And Sister Gidget on the phone right now. She does all the hosting for the show, so she's pretty on top of it. That's why I got her on the phone, because my girl didn't show up, and I just didn't want to do a show by myself. So I was hoping that she could, and that it just worked out great, man. I'm great. I'm happy that I got them on the phone tonight. Brother Raheem is on the phone tonight. Sister Gidget's on the phone. God is good. I mean, he's good all the time. Also, we got Brother – you guys aren't going to believe this, man, but we got Rick Ross on the phone right now. I called him up a little while ago, so he's been listening to you guys. So you guys said you did something with him. You had him do something for you guys?
Rick Ross is family, man. He's been to my house in Inkster. I got pictures of Rick with my mom. Rick Ross is our uncle, man. That's our big homie, man. Like, on some real. I was there when he got out of jail. He'll tell you that. He'll let you know about Identical. That's a good dude, and we got a strong relationship. We're real good friends. We real good people.
Hey, Rick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, man?
What's up, Huck? I ain't talking to you in a minute, baby. You been good?
Yeah, I've been out here grinding, man.
Y'all already. You know us, too. We got nominated for that award at the Underground Music Awards in New York. We're going to be in New York on the 16th.
I already know. I saw it. Y'all going to win that thing this year.
That's That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hey, I'm glad everybody's on the phone the way they knew each other, man. It goes like that sometimes dealing with me. When I get people on the phone, it's all good. And Johnny O is a good guy, guys. That dude right there, he will take care of you also. Johnny O he's the leader of Nerve DJ, so you people don't know. Check him out. He's on Facebook. He has a website called www.nerddjs.mean.com. Check him out, and you also can check him out on Facebook. Johnny O, he has a website on Facebook. He has a link on Facebook. Check him out, and keep up with him, because that guy right there, they do stuff with the stars like every week, every Tuesday. They got something different going on with the DJs. They got over 1,000 DJs on their staff right now. I'm one of them. I'm a Nerve DJ, and that's how I met Identical. I met Identical on one of the conference calls, and they just happened to be on the conference call that I was on that night. And I think we had, who else do we have on the phone, man? I'm sorry, who?
Rapping Forte was on the phone that time. Kia Shine was on the phone. Sadie Hawkins was on the phone. Yeah, so that was a big call.
Yeah, that was a big call right there. And then Identical was on that call, so that made it even better. You guys got great music. But I got one of your songs right now that I'm going to play for everybody so they can check you out a little bit. Let's see what you guys got, what you got in the department of rap music. And then we'll get a little bit more into, like, your social networks. And I'll let you guys in it and tell them everything you got going on right now. But this song right here, it's Identical, the Parking Lot. Can you tell me a little bit about that song right there?
Well, the Parking Lot was, we had came up with the Parking Lot because we said we wanted a summertime feel-good record that was timeless, that we not going to name no brands or none of that, so it won't never play out. So then we the producer, it was produced by a guy named Kid. He out of Detroit. He did some major work with a bunch of major artists, really too many to name. And Greg C. Brown played the bass on it. Greg C. Brown, he played the guitar on some Dr. Dre, some Eminem, all of that. He came, he played the bass. And then what is a classic record without singing? So we went to get a guy to sing the hook, and it just so turns out that the guy singing the hook used to be signed to Mariah Carey a few years ago. So we just said we want a classic summertime record that you could put on no matter where you at and everybody will feel it. So we came up with the Parking Lot. And the concept behind the record is we're not even going in the club because the Parking Lot is where it's at. And it don't cost to get in the Parking Lot. So that's the concept behind the record.
I got you, man. Well, look, I'm going to ask you guys to do me a small favor. I need a world premiere for this song before I play it. So can you guys give me a drop and use my name, DJ Black Caesar, and use Vianna's name? Even though she's not here, that would be great. And you guys can show her a little love tonight because she's having a little sickness going on. So just show her a little love. And you guys take it away.
What up, though? I'm SJ. This is AJ, and you listening to Identical, rocking with DJ Black Caesar and Vianna, about to drop the brand-new record, The Parking Lot. Y'all ready? Let's hit The Parking Lot.
Them songs that'll keep the women moving all night long, that'll keep the ladies running to the VIP. Tell your girls don't worry, all it's on me. She don't drink like us cause the price too high. Here's a cup indulge and the finer things in life. Dress fresh for the night, couldn't get in the dough. Say you can't dress like that here no more. Take the whole line with me all back to the whip. Already pay for parking like you were like this. Got the trunk for the signs with a car full of liquor. My man two people over, got the smoke for niggas. See the ladies everywhere, even leaving the club. Truthfully it's cause they all wanna party with us. Now the stage is been set for old schools and vets. Watch them racing for the titles, who placing bets?
Just have a ball tonight, no homies tripping. All on these women just sipping. We be parking by pimping, popping bottles and models. I'll go so smooth on my auto pilot. Stay on flash it, pretty girls on my tip. I like
I'm
it.
I'm a parking lot pimp, see the girls gone wild. She gotta be thick, she gotta have style. You drinking on something, the bottles go pop, then the pass. baddies go drop. Ain't no way we can stop. I'm with Mo and J Prince just doing the fool. Roll one match, one but my head on the moon. That's it, hell yeah, that's it. On a mission for a chick, get picked in depth. I'm feeling so fresh and looking even better. If baby wanna ride, you know I'm gold letter. But I never sweat her, it's so many here. My type to the right, I'm heading over there. So now we just cruising, my team never losing. They wonder where we moving, they see what we doing. Nights like this, we toast by the ride. A parking lot party, we never go inside.
Celebrating, having too much fun. Ain't no room for no hate, man. It's popping outside. No need to stand in line waiting. You can party with us. Why you wondering and debating?
Turn the parking lot into a party. No ID, we inviting everybody. Posted in the back, yeah, they see where we are. And the drinks on me. Turn the car to a bar. Sit up.
MoreIdentical.com and all, everything else is connected to that. It's a link for everything that we're on. So if you go to MoreIdentical.com on the homepage, you click if you want to get at us on Twitter, you want to get at us on Facebook and whatnot. All the YouTube videos is there. We got some stuff on there with Rick on the YouTube. And definitely FreewayEnterprise.com. You definitely can find us there. You know what I'm saying? That's something that Rick doing that we do together. You know what I'm saying? FreewayEnterprise.com. So you can just find us everywhere by going to MoreIdentical.com. So we made it easy, so you ain't got to be searching here or searching there. MoreIdentical.com will take you everywhere that Identical is at.
You also can Google search these brothers because Google search, I see they're all over the line. So if you can't find them there, you can Google search them also, find out what they got going on, find out where they're going to be doing something there. If they got shows, you can find that out on their website. You also can Google search it. So I'm just letting you guys know because, you know, you guys are out there and you're tuning in right now. If you got questions, ask your questions just by pressing 1 on your dial pad. That's all you got to do is dial, press 1, and I'll see your comment. I'll see your question mark, and I'll pick you out by saying your area code. You guys, you've been wonderful. The show was great, man, with you guys. I'm glad you came. I hope to have you back again eventually. When Vienna's doing good, she's been down and out. And thanks for that drop, guys. You guys did a hell of a job.
Thank you, man. And we just want to say one more thing to all the listeners. Make sure you go to undergroundmusicawards.com. Click vote, scroll down, best duo, Identical. You can vote once a day.
from your iPad, from your computer, from your phone up until August 12th. The show is August 19th. So if everybody that's listening, go vote Identical Best Rap Duo 2012 so we can bring the award back, because it's based on the fans voting. So if when we win, we want to thank all the fans in advance. So make sure you go to the undergroundmusicawards.com, vote Identical Best Duo of 2012, Best Rap Duo 2012.
Hey, brothers, you got it, man. I can tell you right now, I'll be doing that myself. I've seen the stuff that you guys got going on, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, man. I'm happy to have you guys a part of Nerve DJs also with Johnny O. You guys are going to be great, man. You're going to do it. I'll call you guys back and talk to you guys a little bit more about what I got going on and what I can do for you guys. We'll talk a little bit more, but right now I'm going to get in a different conversation with Mr. Rick Ross. What's up, Rick?
Oh, man, I've been working hard, man, trying to get it.
I heard, man. I heard. You're on top of it, man. You're doing your job, huh?
Well, you know, yeah, I'm trying to stay on top. You know, it's a battle every day, you know.
Yeah. It's a battle, man.
But you know, we had that victory yesterday against Warner Brothers, and this guy that stole my name.
I saw that, man. I saw that online.
Yeah. Warner Brothers is going to have to face the... They
want to say who you are, man. Let the audience know who you are if they don't know who you are. Tell everybody who you are and how they would know you.
Man, I'm Rick Ross, not the rapper. I'm the guy that the rapper stole his name, identity, his look, and everything. So that's who I am, and I'm out to get my name back and some money.
Yeah, okay. Yes, sir. I hear you, man. I hear you. Sister
All
Gidget,
right.
I know Sister Gidget and Brother Rakim, they really don't know who you are. I mean, they know who you are. I've been checking out your
I know who he is. Yes.
Okay.
That's a homeboy. So, of course, we know Mr. Rick Ross. And Rick,
Rick knows so many people. Make him know you. Tell him who you are so he'll know who you are.
I don't know. He doesn't really know me, but I'm saying I know him. I know of him, you know, being from Compton and, you know, just keeping up. I followed your story, and all I'm going to say is that I'm so glad that you're out here with us, and I'm glad they didn't lose you in the system, and I'm just glad to see you out here doing your thing and doing something positive. So congratulations to you, and I'm so happy that you're walking around amongst the living with us today. So I'm going to leave it
at that. And I'm going to stay out here with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do everything that I can to stay out here with you and to keep this thing moving in the right direction.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Bro, Rakim, you out there, right?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here.
People. I know you got a question for Mr. Ross, man. So I'm gonna let you take floor and just ask some questions to him, and then I'll take up behind you, brother, and Sister Gidget will get back on also. So we're all got a question for Mr. Ross. But I'm gonna let you ask your questions first, so you get you out there a little bit, and you go take it away, man. You go for it.
Man, I don't want to say, man, Rick, I'm proud of you, man. I'm glad you out, my man. Just like Sister Gidget, I don't follow your story, brother. But I got a threat for you, though. If your ass go back to jail, I'm coming after you in jail. I'm going to break in jail to get your ass out, then I'm going to whoop you.
You ain't got to.
Okay, I'm too proud for you to be out, man. You can't go back, brother. We can't lose you.
I ain't going back. You ain't got to worry about that. That ain't going to
happen. Hey, listen, if you need a rapper to help you, help you get your money back and make some diss records, I don't mind doing that either, brother.
I guess.
My nephew putting together a mixtape right now called Only Support the Troop. What you should do is get with him, because he's thinking about putting that tape together. His name is Monty. You can get him 310-910-4790, and he putting that together as we.
Hey, Rick, check this out. Hey, Caesar, you Rick my number. Tell him to text that number to me. I want to stay in contact with him.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Most definitely.
Yeah, do that, cause you know we. Hey, I don't believe no man should get paid off your name, my man. That's some bitch. I ain't gonna even say it. I mean, you know, that's a bunch of mess, my man. I mean, I don't, you know, I like the man's music, but I don't like what, you know, what he's doing and how he's splitting your name like that. I don't like that. So, you know
that's what hip-hop, that's what they're trying to make hip-hop come to, you know. Hip-hop used to be all about the real, doing your own lyrics, but now it done went so far to the left that now dudes is stealing names and identities and everything.
Yeah. Basically, it's commercial now. They're doing a lot of commercial stuff now.
Exactly.
Right.
So I see I got a question already. I got a question from 310. 310, go ahead and ask your question, please. 310, ask your question, please. Okay, guys, I'm sorry about that. They pushed their button by mistake, maybe, and we go on. We don't hesitate to wait around for anybody to ask a question. I got a question for you, Mr. Ross. Can you tell everybody a little background on you, basically, like what happened with your situation? Because a lot of them don't know basically what happened to you, man. So can you tell us a little bit about your situation and how it all went down?
Man, man, I got into the game at about 19 years old. You know, rose up in the game to become pretty big. My top 2 years, I was bringing in $1 million.
I've seen documentaries about you on YouTube. I've seen documentaries on BET. So you got a lot going on, brother. You're American gangster, man. What are you talking about? Like, you're making it sound really small, but I heard that days that you made like $4 million a day, man. So that's not pretty basic right there. So can you start there? Am I right or wrong?
$3 million a day.
$3 million? Oh, I'm sorry. I was off a million.
I mean, you know, I got pretty big in the game, you know what I'm saying? My connection set me up and found out that he was tied to the CIA and, you know, just so much to it, man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yo, Caesar, I know about all that, man. I read about that, man, and how they was funding weapons over there, you know, down there in South America and all that kind of stuff, the drug money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He said, you know, Brother Rick up and, you know, I can't remember the names, man, but they were informants for the CIA, man. I mean, it was crazy.
I know Norman Hager was in there also with them. Let Rick tell his story a little bit, man, for the audience.
Ronald Reagan and George Bush.
Yeah,
oh,
I know that, too.
That's Drug Incorporated right there.
Yeah, that's where it started at, with Ronald Reagan and George Bush.
Yeah.
And now these record labels are trying to do the same thing with these rappers out here rapping. All they rap about is selling dope, and they ain't never sold no dope.
Right,
they don't know
right,
nothing about
right. I feel you on that, man, because I know they don't. I know a lot of them also. I know these guys are just talking. I know they're just talking because that's all they can do, because a lot of them come from suburban neighborhoods, and they're living the perfect life right now. They've been living the perfect life all their lives. So what they're doing is they try to maneuver themselves around basically the lifestyle you used to live, Mr. Ross. And, you know, that's not the real deal. Nobody likes a made-up make-believe. That's why I want you to tell your story to everybody, because you're online right now, and this is being recorded, so you can set it up anywhere you want to set it up. Send it to anybody you want to send it to. This is not incriminating, but I'm just letting you know this show is recorded, so, you know, we're good, though, because I know you got a lot that's going on. I've seen a lot of your interviews, man. I've seen you on a documentary with a magazine that does their videos, and I can't think of the name of it. Do you remember that, Rick? You did a video back in the days. I think it might have been back in the 80s or something like that. It was with a magazine that has an online video store.
I ain't for sure, man. I don't know. I got so many documentaries out, man, I get lost. But I'm putting together one right now. It's called Cracking the System. That's the one. That's the one going to be documentaries of all documentaries.
Hey, check it out. They had Flukey on it. Flukey Stokes, they had him on it also. You know who Floopy Stokes is, right? The pimp from Chicago. When he died, they buried him in a Cadillac.
Absolutely, I know Floopy.
Okay, okay.
You know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay. Well, look, it was on that video, man. I can't think of the name of it right now, but American something. It might have been American Gangsters or something like that. And you were like the number one gangster, brother. So can you tell us a little bit what made you the number one gangster? And basically, I know how you got started. You already told us that. But tell me a little bit about, like, how did you run into Noriega? How'd you get in contact with him? How'd you get hooked up with that?
Well, you know, that documentary, I believe you're talking about, the one BET did, American Gangster.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, I met a connection through a school teacher, and he got
me
plugged up.
Wow. School teacher. They always doing it.
I have a question. I just want to know, because if I recall correctly, it was almost like initially they were trying to bury you in the system. And I just want to know, how did you spring free so soon? I mean, and when I say so soon, I mean compared to what they were trying to do with you, how did you come about winning your freedom?
Can I say something real quick? The man is brilliant. That's how he did it, man. This dude is brilliant. He basically was illiterate when he went to jail, and he came out literate. And I'll take it away from there.
Yeah. They did bury me for a little while, you know what I'm saying? But I told them that it ain't no dying with me. I'm going to keep coming back. Just like this rapper and Warner Brothers and Universal, they thought I was dead a couple months ago when the judge threw my case out, but I just kept scratching and raking and scraping until I found myself on top. And that's what I did when I was in jail. I kept raking and scraping and going to the library looking, and then one day what I was looking for popped up, and there it was, and it defined what a career criminal was, and I didn't fit that criteria.
Wow.
And, you know, I know a lot of people, I know you have a reputation as far as if we listen to the media about you being this notorious gangster, but from you know, whispers in the street, so to speak, from the hood, I mean, you are all around good guy, everyday kind of guy. I mean, you wasn't a flashy guy, and you did a lot for the youth in the community. Is that correct?
Absolutely. All I was a dude who was looking for opportunity when there was no opportunities. If you look around right now in our community, the black men ain't working. They're not giving us any jobs, and the only job they want to give us is inside the penitentiary in Unicor making their product. So, you know, when the opportunity presented itself, I jumped on it, not knowing the mistake that I was making. But, you know, it's been millions and millions of young black men just like me making the same mistake.
Right.
Oh, true indeed.
And you know, with you being the target, you know they wanted your money more than they wanted you. So,
yeah,
that's another game they play.
See, what they want more than the money is they want to kill the mentality. See, they don't want us to be our own men. They want us to be tap dancing like these fools we see on BET who go on there and tap dance, you know, for these little cats in these suits who stand behind and pull all the strings. And, you know, I ain't no tap dancing Negro. You know what I'm saying? I want to own my own and own myself. And a lot of times, you know, we get these cats that claim they own they self and own their own, but you never see their footprint in our communities.
Right. So how do you feel when we talk to some hip-hop artists and some of the youth may have been encouraged, or they label you with being a role model for the young gangsters in the community today. Do you think that you impress them to go in that direction?
Absolutely. I have encouraged thousands of young men to go in the wrong direction, but I did it out of ignorance. And what I'm doing right now is I'm trying to reverse that and try to encourage thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, in the right direction.
And what are you doing to actually bring that into fruition now?
Just today I spoke at a halfway house to a group of young men and explained to them what they're going to be facing out here on the streets, what it's going to be like, and what they should be doing themselves to prepare them for this journey that they're about to go on. So, you know, I do a lot of really charity work, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not getting paid for the things that I do. But, you know, I do a lot of everything.
Yes, sir. Okay, so, I mean, you know, we've heard of Rick Ross the gangster, but who is Rick Ross the man? I mean, are you married? Do you have children? You know, what do you like to do? Besides, I know you used to like to make a lot of money, but what else is to Rick Ross besides, you know, all the rumors and everything we've heard?
Making money is still my favorite game. Don't get it twisted. I love to make me some
okay.
But, you know, I have kids. I'm a family man and all that. I mean, you know, there's so much to me to describe that, you know, I just couldn't do it in one setting. But I'm all that of the above.
Oh, okay. All right. So what does Rick Ross do for fun?
Make money.
I feel you, brother. I feel you. I share your sentiments too, as well.
How much more fun could you have than being able to take care of your family? To be
able to.
What more fun is it than to know that your family is secure?
Right.
You know that if they're not secure, you can shoot them. If not secure, you can put them where they are secure.
Right.
Get any more fun than that?
I don't think so. I think that's the goal for everybody. I know it's my goal. So I'm feeling you on that.
There's music on back there in the background somewhere. Can it turn it down, whoever that is?
Yeah. I'm trying to cut it off. I don't even know how it came on. I kept pushing buttons, and I'm like, oh, my God, Caesar's going to kill me. I'm really trying to cut it off. Huh?
Sister Gidget's over there jamming, Caesar.
It just came on by itself, and it won't go off.
Is that Jagged Edge?
Hush. Don't worry about that. Now, moving on.
Let's get married.
All right, so, Rick, where are you stationed now at, Rick? Where are you? Are you still in L.A.?
Still in L.A. We pushing, you know what I'm saying? We just released a mixtape called Only Support the Real. We did 5,000 copies the first week out the trunk, you know what I'm saying? My nephew, Mike, he put it all together. It was his idea. And what he did is he enlisted artists all around the country to get on. And, man, right now they got a contest. We're going to take the top six artists off of there and do a video called Only Support the Real. It'll be my video. And we're going to get in there and set that thing out. We're going to do T-shirts with the top six artists' face on there. And just keep grinding, man, and let them see. You know, we're going to post some numbers that they can't gonna believe come from independent.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you.
Okay.
That's what's
like a plan.
All
right. Yeah, I also, man, you know I got into this hair business, too, where I'm selling this weave hair that all the girls is wearing. I'm doing that as well.
I wouldn't know nothing about that, brother.
Damn,
I'm trying to cut 3 inches off my hair, but I was told I couldn't cut my hair.
And Rick is an entrepreneur for real. He knows he's winning buying his weave like crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Damn. So hey, you got women, let me tell you something. They're going to be trying to get you out of that business, Rick, because, hell, just like you were selling those damn drugs and shit, these women buying down weed like drugs, they're going to be trying to run you out of that business, lock you up for that too. Shit. You watch.
Yeah. So if anybody out there trying to get in the hair business, hit me up. Let me know. I got you.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hey, Rick, I got a couple more questions for you. I know that you've been doing your thing for, like, doing the music thing for a while. Can you tell me, like, what kind of breakthroughs you had maybe come along? Like, have you had any breakthroughs? Does anybody talk in business with you right now?
Well, no, you know what we did? We went to the streets. Like I say, my nephew just put that Only Support the Real CD together, mixtape. We sold 5,000 copies the first week, and we're going to push that thing. We're going to try to sell 40,000 copies. You know, some of these major artists ain't selling that many copies, and we're going to try to do that out the trunk.
Right. You can do it, actually. I know you can do it because I've done it myself dealing with what I do. We sold those out of the trunk. We sold about 20,000 out of the trunk. It only took us about a month to do that, and the only reason it took us a month is because I had a lot of other stuff going on, so I couldn't go out there every day. And so people ask me, they're like, what do you do every day? And every day I'm online promoting, marketing. I do promotion and marketing. That's what I basically do. And I also, I make people famous. If you want to get out there, if you want your name to get out there, I will brand your name for you because it's hard to do your, like Rick will tell you right now on the phone right now, if you guys think I'm lying, Rick will tell you right now, a branded name, then you got bread and butter. You can make a lot of money. But if you don't have a branded name, if nobody knows your name, like Rick Ross, then it's going to be hard for you guys to do what you're trying to do, even though if you make it to where you sell, like, maybe 20,000 CDs, because it's still a struggle, guys. It's a hard struggle. Somebody has to help you out. You always got to have help in the game. And Rick Ross, am I right or wrong? Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Absolutely, it's hard. I mean, even being Rick Ross is still hard. You know, ain't nobody out here giving no free lunch. You know, they making you work for everything you get.
Right.
True.
Hey, Steve, I'm going to have to get ready. I got to step into another meeting.
Okay. Hey, Rick, thanks for showing up here, man. We appreciate you showing up, man. We appreciate all the love you showed us, man. Hey, I got your artist. I'm going to play your artist. You got a song called Beautiful World. I don't know your artist's name, but I have your name on it, Rick Ross Artist. We're going to play that song a little later. I think I got somebody else I got to interview. Let me see.
All right, cool.
Hey, Rick, hold on for one second. I got some questions. I got a question from somebody. They might have a question directed towards you.
Okay. It got to be quick, though, because I got to go.
Okay. Hold on for a second. I'm opening up 646. Are you out there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We hear you.
Yeah. Rick Ross, I just want to ask you a question because I was reading up on you a little bit, and my question to you is the guy that set you up, you know, that you know, perhaps was a friend of yours. I just like to know, did they charge him with anything, you know, being that he was involved in it, or his situation just disappeared and you just got blame for everything. I just talked into the show, and I was glad that she was on.
They deported him out of the country. We had him deported out of the country because he shouldn't have been over here in the first place.
Okay. All right.
So, see, I'm gone, baby.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot, Rick, for showing up, brother. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Hello.
Telephone was just on the phone, 646. Who is that?
Who else?
That's my husband.
It's your
brother. Brother Richard. Who was that? Because it sounds like Brother Richard.
Y'all should have known I was close by. Y'all heard the song. Come on, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Listen. I heard that song, man.
You kept hearing.
Hey, listen. It was a song I heard in the background. It's like I'm going to get the finest cow in Texas.
Y'all wrong for that. Y'all are so wrong.
you heard her kept saying she don't know how the song came on. It just came on out of the, you know,
the
dead air, brother. You know what I mean? So,
man.
I guess, man.
You know, but my brother Black Seas, man, good show, man. I caught the tail end of it, man. You know, I was out doing, you know, doing family business, man. But
okay.
I wish I would have been able to catch my man from the very beginning, man, because I have so many questions for him, man. You know,
yeah.
they did
yeah.
him dirty. And he's a good brother, man. Did a lot. A lot of good for the youth in the community, and you know, it's sad that, you know, a lot of people may not know that, you know, when brother came home, he really didn't have a desire to go back into the, you know, the game, but he was entrapped back into it because of his heart that he was trying to do to get a building that the youth can have a place that they can, you know, call home in the community,
right.
Especially with them
right.
closing so many buildings down that the youth really don't have no activities going on. So, you know, they don't have no other alternative but to turn to that lifestyle. That's why I thank
right.
The Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan.
Right.
True indeed.
Wow. Hey, guys, I mean, I understand everything everybody's saying, but my other guest, Wendy Wilburn, her call dropped. She's in the middle of a book signing. She has a lot of people there, so she's not going to be able to join us either. So basically, she's the only one that didn't join us. So, Rick Ross, I called him up a couple of times. He didn't answer, but he returned my call, and I appreciate him for doing that. We got him on the phone, and Identical. We had a great interview with Identical. They were on the phone before Rick Ross got on the phone, and those guys wound up knowing each other, and that was a great interview also with Identical. You missed that, Brother Richards, but it was a great interview.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No. I didn't mean to interrupt you, brother. I just wanted to say real quickly, you know, I used to bodyguard my man, Tupac, man. You know, You know, and a lot of people don't understand, you know, brother's actions, you know, on what he was trying to implement. I believe some understands now, and I'm not gonna go into details about it, man. But you know, this music business, man, is a dirty game, man. You know, and we have a lot of young brothers trying to aspire toward this business, man. But once they get into
right.
it, and they don't know business, they don't know contractual law. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? And they start, you know, getting, you know, this glamorous life and all of that idea in
right.
their mindset. And when they realize it before they know it, everything is just taken away from them. You know, so, you know,
right.
I just like to encourage this, man, not only to think toward that avenue, but to think toward the gifts that God has blessed us with in general, because we're more than just rappers and basketball players.
Right. I do agree with you there, man. We're more, and we need to act accordingly, man. I mean, that's what we all need to do, act accordingly, and get out there what they want to get out there. If you're a rapper, if you're a basketball player, if you're a doctor, you want to come on the show, that's what we look for. We look for anybody that has something professional going on. We don't just do artists, man. We do anybody that has something going on in their lives that they feel like they want to talk about. And if I feel like it's worth hearing, or Vienna feels like it's worth hearing, then we'll get you on the show. So we encourage stuff like that, Brother Richards. That's what we do here at the DJ Black Seas and Vienna show. That's what we do. We encourage people that have something going on that's positive in life, and it's going to be an eye-opener for somebody else to catch on. That's what we do. And right now, we're going to get into a song by Freeway Ricky Ross. His artist right here is called Beautiful World. Since Rick Ross is not here, we don't have a world premiere. Richard, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Hey, let me get a world premiere from you, Brother Richard. Just say something about me and say something about Vienna. You know, welcome to the show or whatever. Give us a drop.
Well, you know, I just like to say that we have a world premiere, you know.
It's called Beautiful World.
Beautiful World being played,
you know, representing Rick Ross and his endeavors, you know, and he's a beautiful brother. There's no other fitting person that's worthy of this world for being produced right now by my man Black Seas, man. God bless you, brother. You know, and I wish you much success.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that.
So I can get it right. My body is still banging from last night. The sun is in my eyes, so I'm feeling great. I got a feeling this morning I'm about to get my cake. I'm walking towards the pearly gates, I hope they never close. But I can't predict the weather, we'll see how it goes. Shit, I can write a book about the shit I've seen. The world is so beautiful, but she's so mean. It's like money and women is all I think about. I'm feeling cursed because of the way that I was brought about. Like if I get a record deal, it's gonna be alright. But still having shitty days, having shitty nights. Feeling like I am addicted to this power trip. What Martin Luther died for, he got shot with. The Malcolm X is in his.
Hey, cities.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but we got to play that back, man, because that's a hot joint right there, man. You know what
you
I
know
mean?
You know what, man? I just realized that's a snippet right there, man.
Oh,
you gotta be
really?
That's a snippet.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry about that, man. I downloaded the wrong song, and you're right, man. I appreciate you saying that, man. But that's just a snippet.
Yeah, that's a hot piece right there, man. I mean, big up to the West Coast, man. Because real talk, bro, that right there had me lean back, man, and it was taking me to taking
me. I know,
trip.
I had you laying back too.
You know,
I was laying back too with you, brother Richards, man. I was laying back too. Hey, is Sister Gidget still there?
I'm still here.
Hey, Gidget, hold on for a second. I'm going to play one of our songs. This is by my brother, Coke, Grim Caesar, and myself. It's called We Got Beef Again. Just check it out, guys. This is a world premiere, too. I'm going to world premiere. This is We Got Beef by Grim Caesar Coke featuring DJ Black Caesar. Hey, we're going to do it real big, real hard. We're on our grind, baby. This is how we do it right here.
In the street, we got beef again. I'ma make it worldwide like CNN. Expose these little niggas on the YouTube. My damn banger melt a nigga like an ice cube. Too many films, see my niggas call them flow sale. Send them to the mall, next stop straight hell. Straight drop, how we do it, y'all ain't fucking with me. You got a problem with my team, nigga, come get me. Never see you by yourself, you run with a circle. If I see you next time, I just might murder you. I ain't a killer and I'm far from being a pushover. I had you walking out your house looking over your shoulder. Might be hiding in the bushes or around the corner. You feel a slight breeze, that's just death on you. I can tell you day to night in a split second. And my niggas kick your ass like the game check. I'm always right, even when I'm wrong. I'm always here, even when I'm gone. I hear them hating, they won't leave me alone. Until I pull out, then everybody gone. I'm always right, even when I'm wrong. I'm always here, even when I'm gone. I hear them hating, they won't leave me alone. Until I pull out, then everybody gone. Like a lot of heat, stay up out the kitchen. I thought a boy was a girl, cause he stayed bitchin'. Class clown, what I call him, like all the attention. Break him down like a car with no transmission. I can get you touched, boy, for a small pension. You can't see me, it's like you got a blurry vision. Nowadays, watch your friends like television. Cause everybody and their mama going around snitching. It was all good just a week ago. Now I gotta kill this nigga on the radio. In the club, acting tough with your girlfriend. Now it's old
right, even when I'm wrong. I'm always here, even when I'm gone. I hear them hating, they won't leave me alone. Until I pull out, then everybody gone. You fuck with my family, I hit you, right in half, right down to the bone gristle. I swear on everything, I let loose the pistol. Bullets fly out like many little missiles. Tearing up your tissues, your mama need a tissue. Throwing up the deuces when I squeeze, it's an issue. Ain't no rumor, I'm getting guap, it's official. Eight shots plus a foul rep, gon' blow the whistle. Why kill this bitch nigga when I can kill him with my pistol? Why murk him in the streets when I can hit him in the booth? I'm spitting so hard, I think I just lost my tooth. When my car just go, I think it just lost its roof. I'm just saying, dawg, I ain't playing, dawg. When the beef pop off, then I'm spraying, y'all. I can hit you where it hurts and make you feel the pain. Or I can drive you fucking crazy, make you go insane. I'm always right, even when I'm wrong. I'm always here, even when I'm gone. I hear them hating, they won't leave me alone. Until I pull out, then everybody gone. I'm always right, even when I'm wrong. I'm always here, even when I'm gone. I hear them hating, they won't leave me alone. Until I pull out, then everybody gone.
Everybody gone. Everybody gone. Everybody gone. Everybody gone. Everybody gone. Everybody gone. Everybody gone. Everybody gone. Everybody gone. Everybody gone. Everybody gone.
Okay, guys, that was Terrence Gold by Grim Caesar.
I like that song, DJ Caesar. I was crip walking to that one.
Hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, nothing from the song, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, much love to all the street organizations that's out there, you know, but on some real stuff, bro.
Yes, sir.
I had to suppress the thug side of me, man, because there's only two songs that I ever listened to when I was ready to do my business, man, and that's 50 Cent, Many Men's, and my man, Pop, Hail Mary. But if I was still in that type of world, brother, I would rock to your song. You know what I'm saying? It's a hot piece. But I must respectfully say, being that the other side of me sticks out more, you know.
I understand.
Which is the stop the killing side. You know what I'm saying?
I
just had to speak to that. You know what I'm saying? Because
I understand,
you know,
what you're saying, brother.
A lot of times, man. You know, we do the violence to ourselves, man, and it's
right.
Helped us, you know, to learn to respect and love one another.
Right,
but,
right.
But other than that, bro, if I was still thugging, bro, listen, man, ain't no doubt about it. You know what I mean?
Real
talk, bro.
Hey, Caesar. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what Brother Richard ain't telling you and Sister Gidget. They got a secret, brother. But I know the secret, my man.
Stop.
I know
playing.
The secret.
Stop playing.
Listen. That's the righteous bunny and quiet, brother.
I got you, man. I got you. Wow. The righteous bunny and quiet, huh?
The right is Bunny and Clyde, but take this out, though. Bunny and Clyde won't stand a chance, though.
Hey, I understand that, brother. I got you, Brother Rakim. I got you, man. Now, Brother Rakim, you got to give me some music, man. I don't have any of your music. When can I get some?
I got to get you some music, but listen. Brother Richard talking about the killing, brother. You know me. I'm a straight gangster rapper.
Oh, man.
And listen, I gotta get you some music, though. I got some music. I'll get it to you, though. I'll get it to you. I got something that ain't so rough.
Hold on for a minute, man. I got another song to play for you guys. Rakim likes this song right here. This is a hot song. This is by Ice, man. Lord, come and take me away. I like the song also. It's actually a banger, but Dude's not here today. But I'm going to play this song for my audience out there. Everybody that's listening, this song's for you guys.
As I look at my kids, I know they miss their mama. Since I got out the pen, been through so much drama. It choked my daughter up to tell me what she went through. While I was doing time, I couldn't tell you. I remember that first day walking in my home. It looked all abandoned. I felt so alone, holding my kids' hands, and they looked up at me. I had to let her go. That's how it's gotta be. Fast forward 2.5 years, my baby's here. Living good, right direction, daddy gotta steer. Economy is bad, the money's even worse. Hated my mama giving hundreds to me out of purse. Yeah, I'm mama's baby, but it drive me crazy. College graduate, yet nobody wants to pay me. My own family played me. Girl, you broke my heart, but that encouraged me to see success about to start. Yeah, I got this music touching inner soul, and pray to be the tool that closes up the black hole. But at the same time, I gotta do my first job. Got my children not to thrive on being heartthrobs. I can't let them go, God, let them stay with me. When I hit my knees, I let them pray with me. Watch their movies with them, let them lay with me. And tell the truth on every track until that day hit me. Yes, when the Lord takes me away, I truly did my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Yeah. To the Lord take me away, I truly do my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Times got better, but it's still hard. I know it's about to change, I can't fall apart. My woman's stressing out, I know I played a role by being selfish, but you helped me got a heart of gold. I learned to let my ancestors guide my right hand. When my pen move on paper, see that light, man. In the booth, I leave frost on the mic stand. One of the reasons why they call me the Iceman. Life lessons, they be hard on the king, but you gotta face them or your crown will only be a dream. My star alignment at my birth was the gift, blessed to speak to your soul, I enrich and uplift. They say your struggle's depth determines success height. If so, I find success through my struggle on the mic. Can't look in my kids' eyes and let them see this pain, so I put it on the disc for the world, entertain. Yeah. When the Lord takes me away, I truly did my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Yeah. To the Lord take me away, I truly do my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. I have only one wish in this world, to leave a legacy for my boys and my girls. Make sure my life meant something more than just the money. You may see me crack a smile, but ain't nothing really funny. Why? I got 2 sticks and a stone trying to build a castle. Mephistopheles asked, is it worth the hassle? Well, I'd rather leave the truth than the lie to y'all. The first time I ever let my pen cry for y'all. Yeah. When the Lord take me away, I truly did my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Yeah. To the Lord take me away, I truly do my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Thank you.
Good positive brother right there, man. I love that song right there. Brother Raheem loves that song also.
No,
you know what,
no.
Man? We make a lot of good contacts when we do stuff here, man. That song right there was done, I think we had him on it. When we on the show, Raheem? Last week?
That was last week, brother. Last week.
Yeah, last week we had on the show. Yes, sir, Brother Rick.
Yeah, you need to invite him back, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is my first time tuning into your show, but I'm feeling you. I'm really feeling you, man. You know what I mean? Cause that one right there, man. You know, man, bro, just blew me away with that, man. Cause I couldn't say the words about my life no more than what it did, man. You know what I mean?
Every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time,
And on Thursday, we have Nation Building, which is our traditional initial show that we started out with every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central. And beginning in August, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you. I was just saying your show that comes on Thursday was Sister Gidget.
Oh, please. And then on Saturday, every Saturday in August, well, beginning in August, we're going to have The Keys, which is our business and technology show. So there we are.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that, giving all those shows out and the times, and I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Heart, thanks a lot. Brother Richards has a show that comes on Tuesday. You guys need to check it out. He has a great show for everybody who wants to tune in to Nation Billing. Nation Billing is the network, and these are the shows that we got coming on Nation Billing. Promotions, I do the engineering, so check them out. I do the engineering for the Sunday show, for the Thursday show, and for the Wednesday show, because the Wednesday show is basically right now that I'm doing right now. And I apologize for my co-host being sick today, but you never know, man. So anything can happen to any one of us at any given time. So basically, you guys pray for her and stay on top of that. And what else do we got going on? We got something else going on that's happening right now. I can't tell you about that yet, but I'll tell you guys about it as soon as I find out more information. I'll let you guys know what we got planned, because we do have some stuff planned that's coming in the near future with DJ Black Caesar Vienna, Gidget, Sister Gidget, and Brother Block, and who else, Vienna? I mean, Sister Gidget. Who else we got on that team?
Top Cat.
I'm sorry, Top Cat. We weren't going to forget you, nigga. Hey, we got Top Cat also. You guys know him. He has an registry. If you guys are registered, get with me, and I'll get you guys registered with TopCatLive.com, www.catlive.com. You guys get with him, and he'll hook you up real nice. And you guys, hey, you'll be on top of it. You'll be on the road, man. So we got that going, and also I think we got something else going on. If you guys want to get your music out there, get with me at CaesarRadio.com. I'm sorry, I'm giving you my website. You don't need the website. You need my email address. That's Caesar, C-E-Z-A, radio at gmail.com. Get with me. Send me an MP3. I don't take down links. I don't take links. I don't do that because, you know, when I go to links, you can't really find what you want. So, guys, get with me with the MP3. I don't take MP34s. Just send me the MP3s. I don't take WMAs. I don't do that because WMAs don't work for me either. Just send that work to me by MP3, and we'll get you going, and we'll get you on the show. Also, if you guys want to get on the website, that's www.caesarradio.com. You guys get on the website, check out everything we got going on. It's been updated, but I'm going to get my man Top Cat updated, because Top Cat's the host on that website. He's the one director. He's the director, and he does all that stuff, man. Top Cat's a good guy. So if you guys want to get with me, get with him, and I'll get you together, and you'll have something going on. Also, if you want to get on the show, my girl Terry Johnson, she's been out for a while. You don't have to call me, but right now you got to call me. Call me at 662-995-0679. Again, at 662-995-0679. Call me up and tell me what you want to talk about. We'll get a little bit more into it. Get all your information. We'll give you the website. We'll give you the email. I'll give you whatever you need. Just talk to me, and we'll take care of that at that time. You want to set your interview up? Have something going on, guys. Have something positive going on, because I like to deal with positive, because I'm like Brother Richards. So I don't really get into all that cursing anymore. Basically, and you know, if you do curse, if you do it, if your mood's not clean, you don't have to edit it for me, guys, because this is just the show that I do on Wednesdays, and we'll get your music out there no matter what it is, because some people out there listen to whatever, so I'm just letting you know. So just send me your music so we can get it on the radio. We'll get your music loaded into the playlist, and then we'll play it for you guys. If you can, just send me three songs, guys. Just send me three of your hottest songs, and we'll get them online. We'll get them online really, really quick. Hey, and you know what? I'm leaving something out. I deal with 42 stations. Other stations. I get your music on those stations, get your music played by some DJs And I'm also a nerd DJ. I'm also an international DJ. So if you want to send me some ringtones, I'll get your ringtones to DJ 8 Mile. If you don't know who that is, that's the guy that discovered Eminem, helped him out with his career. Also, Dr. Dre helped Eminem out a lot. But DJ 8 Mile is the DJ that helped him out. If you guys want to get with him, me, and I'll get material to him. That guy, he's the president of International DJs. He's the president. And also, I have a DJ commit crew myself. It's called Grimy Music DJs. If you want to be a Grimy Music DJ, just send me your press kit. Send me your send me your bio. Send me a picture. Send me your bio. And send me your hottest tracks you got right now. If you got a short mix, put together a 20-minute mix or a 60-minute mix, just send them to me, and I'll check them out. We'll critique them, and I'll get them to the right people, and we'll have you guys on the radio really, really soon. We had another artist that's supposed to have been here. It's supposed to have been a DJ. I'm sorry, but I didn't have that number. I don't know why I didn't have it, but I don't know what's going on with this phone I got, man. I got a phone. I got an Android phone. I don't know how to use it, and I just couldn't find that number. I had it in my phone, but when I looked at it, it wasn't in the phone. And also, I apologize again about Rick Ruff coming on so late because he was going to be the first interviewed because I know he had some stuff going on because that guy's busy all the time. He's also the president of Black Caesar Records, which is the label that I have. So I'm just letting you guys know that. I was going to let you know why he was on the phone, but he wasn't. He had to go. Basically, Brother Rich's got the last words in, and we'll have him on the show again. We'll have Rick Ross on the show again, but that's at a later time. And I thank everybody for tuning in tonight. If you got questions, I think I got another question from 646. Hey. That number. Okay, I got you, Brother Rich. I'm sorry about that.
I think. In my opinion, you should just reserve a show just for him by himself, man, because, you know, from what I've been reading, brother's a wealth of information, you know, who's trying to, you know, go.
His knowledge
is incredible, man.
Yeah, you're right. He's
very intelligent. He's more intelligent than what people give him credit for, man. And, you know, my hat is off to Rick Ross, man, you know.
He also has a trucking business that he does himself also. I'm just letting everybody know that, even though he's not on the phone lines right now. And he also has a text business that he's running also. So you guys, put that underneath your head. If you're aware, hey, Brother Rakim, are you still out there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here, brother. I'm still here.
Hey, brother, you want to tell the people what you got going on, man? Because I know you got a lot of things going on in Nation Building. You want to tell them, because we had like 12 minutes to go. So you can talk to him a little bit and tell the people what you got going on. We do have brother Rakim coming on our show to do the news. That'll be probably next week sometime. He'll come on as Peoples, for everybody that's tuned in, Peoples for Net. You guys don't know who that is. That's the brother from Champ. Because, hey, look, the reason why we came up with that, because looks like, if you don't know who that is, then check out Champ, Champ's Big Score. I mean, man, it's a great movie. Just check him out, man. This brother is... Tell him a little bit about yourself. What you got going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm the founder of Nation Building, man. I'm a rapper. I'm a poet. I'm an artist. I'm a aspiring book writer. You know what I'm saying? I'm a rapper. You know, did I say rapper? I'm a rapper. So
you said it twice.
And don't forget you're a thug too, brother.
I mentioned something about me doing gangster rap, but guess what? I'm not gangbanging with my brother and sister. I'm gangbanging with these other people out here.
Hey, we know who they are, brother. I got your back, black man. I got your back, bro.
Yes, sir. I'm gangbang with these other people and the people that help them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on, Nation Building. We got, you know, we trying to buy land. We trying to buy property. We got so many things we trying to do, but we need the support of the people. And Sister Gidget, she's in the middle, you know, in the process of, you know, getting down the dialogue and everything, the blueprint, you know, for Nation Building, so we can really, you know, present the ideas to our people so they can, you know, invest in us, so we can invest whatever they invest in us back into them, you know. And what you're getting right now is Nation Building Network, Nation Building Radio, and Blog Talk Radio, you know. I mean, you people, y'all inspire us,
You know, you inspire us with your music. You inspire us with your, well, I mean, just day-to-day living. You always inspire us. But our biggest inspiration is God himself. So we can take anything that's going on in your daily life, and we can incorporate God in it, whose proper name is Allah. I want to put that out there. You know, I'm not trying to say this is a Nation of Islam radio show, but we believe in God, whose proper name is Allah. And we try to promote this and teach this to our people. And so what Brother Caesar said, any music you got out there you want to present, you got cursing in it, whatever, hey, you can curse or whatever, but our main ideology is when you get this truth that we're teaching, you may curse, but you won't be cursing with the gospel in it. You know what I'm saying? You know, getting the message to these people who need it. And when I say cursing with the gospel, meaning you got some people that don't want to hear nothing but cursing. So if we can incorporate cursing, the only thing they want to hear that is, and to spit this truth out to our people, then that helps. I mean, that'll work. Like me, I curse like a sailor at times. Don't tell nobody I said that.
I think they heard you, brother.
Yes, they did,
so glad I do not use profanity. I am so glad.
I'm so glad. Is it storming in Texas?
Yeah. Say that again, brother Rakim.
It must be
lightning and everything else, brother.
Get away from that window.
Wow.
No, but real quick, brother Black Seas, once again, brother, this is my first time tuning into your show, brother. You know, I just want to let you know, man, I'm enjoying myself, man, and I will be tuning in from now on. You know, this is good, man. You know, it gives the streets a voice, you know, and it allows the streets to express themselves, man. And, you know, for those of us who's in the nation, you know what I'm saying, we didn't drop out the sky. We just came up from the same hell that y'all catch in hell in every day, man. And, again, we thank the Lord's Prayer Talk for that, you know.
Yes,
so I'm with you, brother. You know, good peace, man. Good peace.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that a lot. Usually we have
hey, I can't even think of her name, man.
I hope he didn't say he don't curse neither, bro.
You don't curse, but you said, listen, I don't know what, I didn't even say a curse word, did I? I'm already a bad influence on my cousin, man.
I said shit.
You said, but check this out, though. Hey, see,
Forgiveness now heard me curse before. I do curse from time to time, but I try not to put that in my vocabulary because I try to have a clean vocabulary. So I appreciate you pointing out for everybody, brother.
I'm so shocked at you, Caesar. I am just shocked. Oh, my God. OMG, okay? OMG.
Hey, Caesar.
Yeah.
That's just against your own air.
Do what?
That's just to get you on. Listen, that's Gangsta. Listen, for y'all who don't know, her name is Gangsta Gidget. That's her name.
No. Wait.
Listen, when she kicked into a righteous mood, that's Queen Aziza. Aziza Mary Young. That's her. Hey.
Let's pray that stay out there, brother. We don't want to.
We don't want no trouble with Gangsta Gidget. We don't want no trouble.
How many brothers fell victim to the street? Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, I just want to say thank you, brother. I mean, I got my hands full enough, brother. You just added to the plate, brother. Thank you, brother.
Hey, listen. Hey,
they
ain't number love, brother. They ain't number love.
Man, you just opened up Pandora's box for me, brother. I mean, I'm trying my hardest to suppress, brother. You know, Lord knows I'm trying. Lord knows I'm trying, brother.
Lord have mercy. Hey,
yes, sir.
I actually found a song of mine that may be good enough to play on this show, man. I don't know how well y'all could hear it or whatever, but I will give y'all the song just to tear us out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? If you can hear it.
Okay.
If you can't hear it clear, just let me know. Can you hear it? You know whether you can hear it or not. You know what I'm saying?
While you queuing that up, I just want everybody to know in August, me and Brother Jason XCD single will drop. It's called Now That Allah Has Taken Over Me. Brother Jason is rapping. Of course, I'm singing the hook. So y'all look for that in August 2012.
Well, being that everybody dropping theirs on the air, hey, Sheesh, can you do me a favor?
Yes, sir. What's up?
If you can, when it's time for us to go off the air, if you can hit me with a little bit of my man Hail Mary, brother, I appreciate it, black man.
Oh, wow, man. I don't have that, man.
Oh my goodness.
I have that in my playlist.
Oh, man.
You got anything by him?
Hey, let me ask you a question, Brother Richard. You got that song over there at your house?
No, bro. What I got it on, I can't give it to you right now, brother.
Okay, that's cool. I don't have that song. I don't have anything about Tupac.
Man.
Oh, no.
That's the legend right there, brother. He the one that set it all straight, brother. You got to keep him in the archives.
You're right.
No,
you know what?
Let the heaven help us all.
I don't have that song. I do have a classical guy. This is a white boy. I'm letting you guys know. This is a white guy right here. Sister Gidget already knows what song I'm playing for the play because I play it all the time. This is a white guy right here. This white guy is well connected in New York City. He has a lot of connections. Like, he deals with Mobb Deep. He deals with the Dipsack. He deals with Skull Gang. He deals with all those big-time stars. So he's on his way right now. This is my artist right here. His name is G Swiss. It's a white boy. I'm just letting you guys know that because he sounds like a black guy. This guy's laid back. He's like really relaxed. So check him out. This G Swiss. Check him out.
I'll see you guys next week. Wednesday,
Da Vinci, where you at? Yo, shorty. I'm coming right back. When I leave, you know I'm coming right back. Do what you do, you know how I like that. When I leave, it's never forever. Before it's all said and done, you better get it together. So when I come back, I hope things get better. Just think back on the times that we treasure. Making love in a tub, all pleasure. The love that I got for you, they couldn't measure. Even if I leave, don't mean that I'm leaving. If I don't make it home, don't mean that I'm cheating. Out on the road doing shows for the weekend. No reason to act like that. So when I leave, I'll be right back. Forget about the lies and rumors. Just to see you wish it could be sooner. Me plus you just equals a little junior.
I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
But I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. Said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back to you.
When I make it home, you know it's all love, girl. So you know it ain't no reason to bug, girl. Stop tripping. Stop flipping. Whenever we together, my heart starts skipping. Whenever I'm gone, you the one that I'm missing. I got you on my mind all of the time. You know the haters gon' hate and the lies gon' lie. Think about it. They don't wanna see you by my side. Never meant to hurt you. Don't wanna see you cry. Last thing I wanna see is some tears in your eyes. I'll be right back. I know you hear it all the time. If I ain't with you, then I'm out on the grind. Told you. It ain't even like that. Just know when I leave, I'm coming right back. Told you, it ain't even like that. Just know when I leave, I'm coming right
that
back.
I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
That I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back to you. No matter where I go, crazy on my mind. G-Swift said it best, I'm just on my grind. You know I'll be there for you when you're down and don't know what to do. Just go ahead and take my hand, I'll pull you up and help you stand. It don't matter what them haters say, just remember that I'm here to stay. Ain't no one tear me away from you. Don't care what they try to do. They're just jealous of what we got. So we'll look at this and laugh. Cause just like I told you, I came right.
I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back.
Right back.
I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me.
Oh.
Said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back to you. Coming right back to you. Oh, you know I'm coming back to you. Oh, back to you. Coming back to you.
G-Swift, right back to you. Hey, hold on for a second, guys. We got a question by 618. 618, can I ask your question, please? 618, go ahead and ask your question, please. Okay, guys, this is the way we're going to do it. We're going to end the show. Brother Rock Kim, Brother Richards, Sister Gidget, thank you guys for coming out tonight, for sharing the show with me due to the internet in here. I appreciate that, guys. You guys show a lot of love. Sister Gidget, I really appreciate you because I put you on the spot, and I really appreciate you coming out like a champ. On top, man. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. A lot of love right there. Brother Rakim, I appreciate you coming out tonight and talking to everybody, letting the audience know who you are. And Brother Richard, you're always on top of it, man. I appreciate you coming out tonight and asking your questions and getting into the audience a little bit. And, you know, you guys are great people, man. I love every one of you guys, man. So I'm going to leave it at that. And do you guys got anything you want to say last minute?
I just want to say right quick, man. You know that piece you just played, man. Regardless to whether the brother's white or black, man. You know, white people have issues that they need to speak to too, man. And that's coming from a brother in the Nation of Islam. That was a hard piece, bro. We're not racist, man. But that piece right there, he blew on that. You know what I'm saying?
That's nice.
Much respect to him, man. Much respect to him, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And he deserved a shot at the top, bro. You know, that was a nice piece,
right,
man.
The reason I said that, brothers, I'm just letting you guys know the reason I say that, because I want everybody to know that's a white boy that sounds like a black guy, and he has his hair braided and everything. That guy's on top of his gangster. He's a great artist, man.
He's a real light skin, man.
Yeah, but let me remind you, he wasn't the first. I believe that was Elvis that took that title. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate the comments,
right,
man. I appreciate the comments,
brother.
Right?
He's a real light skin brother with braids. That's all he is.
I'm gonna get him on the show also. I'm gonna get him on the show so you guys can tell him that he's a light skinned guy. That's you know, so he'll dig
that. Seriously, that's one of my favorite pieces.
That's one of my favorite pieces right there also, man.
I appreciate everybody's comment on that. You guys have been great. Thank you for showing up tonight, guys. I appreciate it, man. You guys show a lot of love, man, and I appreciate every bit of it. Don't think I don't, because I appreciate it. Hey, Sister Gidget, I'm thank you for letting me call you up like that on the spur of the moment. I appreciate you, too.
You know I got your back, little bro.
I see that. Yes, sir.
I was in the middle of my frozen plates when you called me, man. None of them soap.
I'm sorry, brother.
And my milk sour.
What? Sorry about that, brother. Go make yourself another bowl, man. Make yourself another. Hey, you know what, man? Chicken down the block, Peggy Hatchet. I bought a bean pie from them last night from her son. I bought one from Taz. And, man, that mug was good, man. I bought the ingredients because I was going to make some myself. I was going to do that this week. So I bought everything I needed. Thank you, Brother Rakim, for telling me where to go to find the recipe. I went online, and you're right. There were some things missing out your recipe. There was only about two things missing, though. And those two things were missing. There's only two things you missed, man. I mean, you missed carnation milk, and you missed.
Hey, he didn't miss it. He just didn't want to give you the full recipe, bro. That's what that was. You know what I
mean? Hey, you know what? I'm not that crazy. I know that you got to put milk in it. I know there's milk over the pan. So he thought he was telling me the wrong thing, but he didn't tell me wrong. I knew milk was going.
That's what that was. He said, I can't get this guy to make a pie better than mine, bro. You know what I'm saying? He put a list on it.
Listen, I just gave away a bean pie tonight. Sure did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bro, I'm still waiting, brother.
Sir. Hey, brother. What? Once you married, bro, I'm going to give you a special bean pie. When you married, I'm going to give you a special bean pie, brother.
You might as well do that tomorrow then, brother. You might as well share that pie tomorrow, bro.
Yes, sir. I said that for one reason, but I'm going to leave that reason alone.
Tomorrow is the big day.
Yes, ma'am. Tomorrow's the big
day. Hold on. Hey, Brother Rich, you flying to Texas tomorrow?
Brother, I will fly anywhere in the world. I will go into the depths of hell for her, brother.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. The depths of hell. Now, that's where you're going to find Gangsta G at. You're going to have to go to heaven for Queen Aziz or Mary Young.
Well, that's the one that I want, brother. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm gonna just put this out there real quick, man. You know, brother, I hate to keep saying this again over and over again, man, but that's the love of my life, man, and you know, y'all already know how I feel. I ain't gonna get mushy with it, you know what I'm saying? But you know,
it is what it is, man. He just did the dedicated song, the light-skinned brother with the braids, coming right back to you. That was a song dedicated to both of y'all.
You must have been reading my mind, brother.
Hey, here's a song for you guys in the show. Here's a song right here. Our love song. Here's a song right here. I'm going to end the show with this song right here.
Did he say shotgun?
Hey, I put Sister Gidget. Hey, I know she likes guns. Hey, check it out, man. I played that for Sister Gidget because I know she likes guns. And I played that for Brother Golden because I know he's so in love.
There you go,
hey,
black man.
I cried, man. Hey, when he said shotguns, man, I was like, damn.
Hey, Rakim, you gonna stop throwing stones at my queen, man. You know? I tell you, bro, you're making it hard. You're making it hard for me, man. You know, I got to go home, man. You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying, bro. Hey, listen.
Hey, you gonna,
she gonna protect. Hey, don't worry about it, brother. She taking all the guns to the pawn shop first thing tomorrow morning.
No, we ain't gonna tell that lie, neighbor. We ain't on that on turn this shit, brother. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen, my guns
know that. Hey, Rakim, I'm gonna just do like my man. What's his name in New Jack City when I got beef with somebody, bro? I'm gonna just slide back and be like, and peek from the back and be like, what you said?
Yes, I did. Hey, everybody, tune in next week to the DJ Black Season in Vienna show next week, and we'll have some more guests on. We'll have some more guests as far as superstars. We'll have some more superstars landed for you. I have an all-new panel. We'll try to get Sister Gidget and Brother Rakim and Brother Richards back also next week if we can, so we won't leave them out. We'll see if we can get them back next week.
Yeah, me there too, my man. There'll be two people doing that, this, man. Yeah,
we'll
people on the show
on
too, man.
Yeah, most definitely. We'll get people's on. And next week, guess what? People will have something different for you guys. He'll have actually the hood news, I guess. He'll have the hood news. So we'll get a little bit. We'll have the news on our show also starting next week. People's, Sister Gidget, and Brother Richards, I love all you guys. Thanks for showing up
tonight.
Likewise, we'll
talk to
you later. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
The boss.